said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliffo and Gabby.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Proving you haven't got to be pretty to be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet on Hit 103.1.
There's always cute searches out there everywhere for pets, but there's never an ugly search in Australia. In America, yeah, there's one yearly. And we met Scamp the Tramp earlier this week, who is 2019's ugliest dog.
Yeah, he's the current champion, he's the current ugliest dog in the world.
Adorable, we love him, but very ugly. Yeah. And so we thought we'd put a search out for Townsville's ugliest pet.
So you can register your pets now, your fur or feather babies at hit.com.au. We've had a spider come through.
We've had a hairless cat.
Pug, a hairless cat. Yeah, keep them coming through at hits.com.au. A sweet prize on the line for the winner of the ugly pet pageant, because we're going to pick the top five to compete in a pet
catwalk
pageant. Yeah, catwalk.
Dog walk, pet walk.
Yeah.
A red carpet.
So, hits.com.au if you're keen. But I thought I wanted to make a song to try and break down the stigma or whatever of this. Because, you know, you hear the word ugly, a lot of people will be put off by that.
Well, yeah,
but it's not about that.
You could love your animal, but you know they're ugly.
It's about celebrating the inner beauty of that animal that we love so much.
Nice.
So the first song I thought of was this one.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Obviously, it's way off point.
Because we're looking for the opposite.
We're looking for the opposite. So I rewrote James Blunt's You're Beautiful. Uh-huh. This is for all the ugly pets out there in Townsville. You know who you are. Some pets are real cute. Some are divine. But some fell from the ugly tree and hit every vine. And that's the pets we're after. So bad looking, they bring on laughter. We're sure they're beautiful inside, but their faces make you run and hide. You're ugly. You're ugly. Your looks are an issue. But it's true, we love you. Love that quirky face. But if looks were a fast race, it's pretty clear you'd be last place.
Or first place in our competition.
Well, that's exactly right. It depends which way you look at it.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
We are reading from my legit high school diary, which has actually continued on from a primary school diary. But we're in 2005 now, because you might remember last week, my diary was just before Christmas, 2004. I had just started dating a guy named Sasha. I wasn't really into it, but he asked me 3 times, so I had to say
you
yes, because I didn't want to reject him
again.
And
you were worried about how you would look.
And I was also worried about getting him a Christmas present, because I was like, oh, who dates someone this close to Christmas? Then you have to worry about a present. What a pain in the butt. So we are now moving into 2005. It is the 5th of the 1st, 2005.
Dear Diary, well, I dumped Sasha because I don't like him any more than a friend, and he wouldn't talk to me at first, but now we're all good and are friends again. I'm confused, though. Because I like someone, but don't know who. Or maybe I just really want someone to like. I don't know. Oh my God. Also, ever since I saw Bill the other night, he's been calling me every night. It might be because Chloe's not at home, I'm not sure. But then I went over to his house last night, and Ross and Bill's cousin Bart were there. And we basically just sat around talking till 11 o'clock. And Ross kept trying to convince us all to go skinny dipping, but there was no way. Anyway, better go. I'm waiting for Bill to call.
Oh, wow.
I think I like someone, but I don't know who.
I love that. I like someone, but I don't know who. Well, that means you don't like anyone.
Very confused, Gabby, in 2005.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
It's on tonight.
I like money.
Tonight.
That's what I want.
$150 million Powerball jackpot, the largest lotto prize in the history of this country. $150 million.
I can't even get my head around how I would even spend that. Like, I could do it. Don't get me wrong. I could spend $150 million, but I just don't know how at this point in time.
You would, if all people I know, you would find a way.
I would find a
way. I was shocked to learn a week ago when it was $100 million. You told me that your first lotto win is tax-free.
Well, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm positive. Oh, if it's a one...
You sound a lot more confident when you told me.
No, see, I actually spoke to my mum about this, who used to be an accountant. It's tax-free when you get it, but then you do get taxed on the interest you make on it.
Okay. That's more than I knew. Well done. You're doing well. Nah, but I've been doing my my study, because we're going to buy a Powerball ticket. We never buy a lotto, but we're going to buy a Powerball ticket today. And so is half of all Australian adults.
Wow, so only half. Yeah. I thought it'd be more than that.
Half. Well, half's a lot. Like, yeah. That's 25 million people in this country. Your odds of winning the major jackpot are 1 in 134 million.
So you're telling me there's still a chance.
There's a chance. Now, there's actually been a list of tips that have come out to help you increase your chances of winning the Powerball. And the list was put out by Associate Professor Matthew Brown from CQ University.
I'm listening.
He's given three simple tips to increase your odds of winning the $150 million in Powerball tonight.
Yep.
Number one, he says no quick picks. He says pick your own numbers.
Oh.
They're more random than randomly generated computer numbers. He goes, you want to have that control. So, number one, pick your own numbers.
Okay.
He says, number two, you want to choose the most random number combination you can think of. Don't choose some nice-looking pattern.
Gotcha. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, slip. Dumb. Don't do
very,
that.
Very, very dumb. Okay. You want really, really random numbers. And he says, number three, you're best to actually stick away from numbers such as birthdays and sentimental numbers because they can tend to cluster. You want more randomness. Do you know what I mean? Than just because I mean, like, think of it this way: if you're putting months in, you're only going up to the number 12.
Well, you're right.
There's a lot more numbers than that, so stick away from that. He says. He was also asked how many entries he's going to buy for the Powerball, the good professor, and he said, "Oh no, I don't buy lotto tickets."
Oh, I don't trust him then.
Right there.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, talking movies, Gabby.
Yeah, and the terrible remakes that have been done over the last few years. Because it is happening at the moment a lot, isn't it? A lot of remakes. And Princess Bride is in talks of having a remake, the 1987 cult classic, and the internet just went into meltdown. Everyone's like, this is the perfect movie. How dare you suggest a remake that is just going to ruin it?
You might remember this from The Princess Bride.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah, see, that's a bad one to pick too when it comes to the negative fallout because it's a bit of a cult classic.
Totally.
People are passionate about that film.
Very passionate. And they're so worried that it'll be ruined if it's ever remade. They won't be able to, you know, recapture that magic. Yeah. But there's some other ones, TV shows and movies, that have completely ruined the original.
Did you see Get Smart, the remake with
Anne Hathaway?
And what's his name?
Steve Carell.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't great.
Nah. Skip that in the Netflix queue. It's there. But 13, 12, 16, taking your votes, Townsville, on the worst remake. So what was just, I mean, often too, it destroys the memory of a good thing, I find. Like a bad remake will sour the taste of a much-loved classic.
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, we'll take your calls on it. Maria, you're first. What just shouldn't have been remade, Maria?
Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah.
That's only just started, hasn't it?
Oh, they've done one beforehand.
I know
this
what
is
you're
a reboot
about.
Of the reboot. This is the second 90210 reboot, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, talking about the whole new cast one.
Yes.
Because the guy died, didn't he? He died not long ago, the guy who was also in Riverdale.
So you're talking about the new one. The old one was a whole young cast. It was have Tori Spelling, it didn't have any of those girls, it was all new.
Just stop it all. Stop it all. John's here. John, what's the worst of the remakes, brother?
Lion King.
The Lion King? You didn't like it, as in the new live-action one?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Okay.
You know what? I don't totally disagree with you because when they do a live-action animal film, there's no emotion on animals' faces. And it was the emotion on faces in the animation that got you to cry when Mufasa died. And so I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it yet. And you've probably just been the final nail in that coffin.
Sorry.
All good, though. 13, 12, 16. I will take one more on this. Holly's caught up. Holly, what shouldn't have been remade, mate?
I'm sorry, but I have to say it, everybody. It would be The Lion King.
Another one for The Lion King. All right, what's your thoughts? Why shouldn't The Lion King have been redone?
Absolutely. I was only 5 when it came out, and I've grown up with it my whole life. My children have grown up with it as well. Just little things on the movie, say, like, what they would say. They didn't put it in the new remake, in the new one, and it just killed it for me.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like the new generation might like the new one moving forward because it's a bit more lifelike, but us from the oldies.
Well, guys, bad news. It made millions. They're going to keep doing it. Disney, they're going to keep just destroying those classics.
Hits 103.1. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo, we have a Guinness World Record holder right here in Townsville. And to make it even better, a Cowboys fan. Yeah. We have John Waterfield on the line with us right now. John, you have broken a record.
Yeah, I was over the moon with it, to be honest. It was a bit touch and go towards the end, but I broke it with 2 minutes to spare. So
explain what the record is.
Tell us what the record is, because it's an impressive one.
It's an interesting one.
So, I mean, it's a record to race the fastest marathon dressed as a rugby player. So it's quite a niche market we're looking at here.
So you ran the 42 and a bit Ks, a full marathon, dressed fully head to toe in North Queensland Cowboys gear, and you got the world record for it. What was your time?
So it was 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 17 seconds.
I've never done a marathon, but that sounds pretty impressive to me to get it done in under 4 hours. That is so cool. So what did you actually have to wear in order to, I guess, take out this record? What were the rules?
Yeah, so the rules were you had to be dressed in full playing kit, and that was to include a scrum cap, a mouth guard and rugby ball. And you had to be wearing all items that, you know, as they were had their intended use. So it wasn't like you could tuck the rugby ball under your jersey and run with it there. You had to be carrying it in your arm.
I'm glad you couldn't put the ball out of the... Look at that pregnant woman running a marathon.
How do you breathe during a marathon with a mouth guard in?
Actually, that wasn't too bad, the breathing. But it was more the choking when you were trying to drink the water as you were going around.
Yes.
And try not to swallow the mouth guard.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Actually, the worst part of all of that was just wearing the scrum cap, because I was using an old scrum cap that I used to use when I was playing rugby.
Yeah.
And I don't think it had been washed in the past 8 years.
Oh, that'd be a bit whiffy.
Oh, gross.
I got to ask, John, how did you train? Because it would have looked weird, like you running the streets of Townsville, dressed head to toe in footy gear.
That's a really interesting question, Cliff. I did one training run, and that was at 4 o'clock in the morning, running a 1 kilometre loop around a street in Adalia, just so that I didn't get seen by the neighbours. Not that I was embarrassed to wear the kit. It was more just the process of doing it in the scrum cap and carrying a rugby ball.
Yeah.
Someone may have called the police and tried to get me admitted to hospital.
Yeah. That would have been an interesting thing to see.
Oh, it would have been amazing. Yeah. Has anyone from the Cowboys reached out and congratulated you?
Well, it was really great because I actually approached the Cowboys Foundation. Community Foundation, the charity, and I asked her if she was keen to get involved, and she was great. She got me a full signed jersey and signed rugby ball to use on the day.
Wonderful.
So the plan will be, now that the record's broken, I think I'll have an informal raffle, and any money generated from that for the jersey, we'll give back to the foundation.
Oh, amazing. Brilliant. Just quickly, how many minutes did you beat the record by? Like, what was the record standing at?
The record was 3 hours 20. It was set by a bloke called Terry Midgley in the UK. And he was running in Leeds Rhinos kit. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, Cowboys went over to the UK and played the Leeds Rhinos, and we beat them in that game.
Smashed them.
Yeah, so it was nice. So I beat it by 2 minutes. It was a bit touch and go towards the end whether I'd actually get it, but my legs had started to give up a little bit.
Yeah, like a sprint finish after 42 Ks, not something that you could probably do.
You know what? I just pictured myself at the 1300 Mile Stadium running down.
Did you put the ball down when you crossed the finish line?
I did actually. Yeah.
Yes!
I was more nervous about perfect. Doing that and dropping it as I go over the line.
Try,
guys. This is John Waterfield. He's a Townsville resident and a Guinness World Record holder for the fastest marathon dressed as a footy player. Just happened a couple of days ago. John, you're a bloody legend, and I love that you just encapsulate that North Queensland Cowboy spirit. Good on you, mate, and thanks for your time.
Cheers, take care.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet.
We are on the search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet at the moment at hit.com.au. You can submit your pet there. We know that a lot of pets are lovable, but sometimes a little rough on the outside.
Yeah.
And you got yourself into some hot water yesterday, Cliffo, by posting the competition on Hug a Pug.
So you can enter now at hit.com.au, and obviously we push that out via all our social media channels, and I wanted to get the word out, so I shared it to a couple of pet pages that I'm part of here in the north, and one of them was the Townsville Hug-a-Pug Club. Mm. And the first comment was from a lovely woman named Karen, who clearly loves her pug very much, but let me bring the page up. Karen said, of course. Oh, no, that's me.
That's my.
I don't want to read my response aggressively. I'm the normal one. No.
Karen's lovely,
but Karen just wrote, but pugs are beautiful. In fact, I would say they're gorgeous. And I was like, oh, no, Karen, like, I don't want to offend anyone. So I just wrote, oh, of course they are. I just want to spread the word out there. But then I got thinking, am I just lying?
And controversially, our first entrant for
what was a pug?
Yeah, ugliest pet was a pug. So you're wondering.
George from Rasmussen.
If bugs
he's ugly.
Are ugly or not. And I think they are. I think they're very unattractive. Lovable creatures, great temperament, but not very attractive.
And please, we're putting, like, this is totally a skin deep kind of shallow competition we're doing. This is totally on looks alone.
I love pugs.
Pugs on
but
the
they're
inside.
Very ugly.
Beautiful. Yeah, love them. This is no reflection of the love we have for them.
No.
But they're pugly. 13, 12, 16, taking calls on this and a lot coming through. Simon, you're first. What's your thoughts, mate? Are pugs ugly?
My personal opinion, yes. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, I'm going to say for the purpose of your competition, a lot of their features, which are considered ugly, they're bred to be like that.
Yeah, no.
So I don't think they should count.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that they're pretty. Just because they were bred like that doesn't mean that it makes them attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
Some
people find it attractive, but I'm saying for the purpose of your competition,
yeah,
that... And, you know, if it's already bred like that, it doesn't really count.
All dogs are bred to look like they do, though.
Simon's implying there that pugs were bred just to win this competition all those years ago. Which
maybe.
If that's the case, Simon, you're right. That's cheating. 13, 12, 16. Will, you're next. The pug's ugly. Will?
I like the size and the curly tail and everything. The head is a bit different, I reckon.
So they're a bit
but
of
I tell
a...
you what is an ugly dog, though, is those chihuahuas.
Oh, no!
Yeah, see, Gabby's...
No!
That's a controversial statement
How
there.
How dare you!
I will say, though, they often do win the ugliest... Because a lot of the inspiration for this was the ugliest dog in the world competition. And quite frequently, it's a chihuahua.
I know, they've got a bad name. It's really disappointing.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, it's Cassie.
And what do you think? Are pugs ugly?
Well, I have to say that Clifford has upset my 5-year-old daughter, Piper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I don't want to upset anyone here. This is not the goal.
This is not controversy.
No, I don't. Why? What does Piper think?
Oh, she's in the back of the car, and the whole time she heard that you're saying they're ugly, and she's like, no, they're not. They're cute.
Okay.
They're cute.
All right, one vote for cute, one vote for ugly.
Yeah,
so we're still on the fence
this
here.
This has not been a helpful exercise at all. Cliffo and Gabby.